Creative Mind has produced a world full of artificial images that substitute for reality. That has led Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill to ponder the source of those inspirations and a universal longing of humanity.
Looking for creative ideas the other day, I drew blanks. This always leads me to wonder about the creative process itself. Creativity is a part of our humanity. It's in all of us. Children, however, are the most creative. They place no constraints on their imagination. Kids just let it rip. Then there's creativity as demonstrated in the biblical book of Genesis. It comes out of nowhere, from nothing. God seems matter-of-fact about creating a universe. If we had done such a thing, we'd greet a moment like that with expressions like, "Eureka," or "Way to go." In 1950, the noted science fiction writer and author of Fahrenheit 451, Ray Bradbury, wrote The Veldt. In it, he describes a playroom, quote, with television monitors lining each wall and ceiling. Walking into such an environment, a child could shout, "River Nile," "Sphinx," "Pyramids," and they would appear, surrounding him in full color, full sound, glorious warm scents and smells. All this, he writes, came to me in a few seconds. Whimsical, kid stuff? Absolutely. He had that vision since he was a small child. As an adult, it all came back to him in a flash, in a few seconds. Augmented reality was once a wild futuristic concept. The New York Times declared recently that augmented reality is here to stay. They are offering it online. AR, as it's called, is all about superimposing computer-generated images on top of our view of reality, thus creating a composite view that augments the real world. In effect, excepting for smells, this describes Bradbury's playroom to a T, and I bet smells will be on the way soon. This is one instance of our capacity for a kind of imagining that reaches well beyond the exigencies of time and place, to see into a reality that has not yet reached its moment in history. There are special people able to cut through our transitory illusions and see clearly into the future. They, too, have visions of wonder, but especially for hope. Biblical prophets have this capacity. Take creativity as it's demonstrated in the biblical book of Genesis. It comes out of nowhere, from nothing. God seems matter-of-fact about his momentous achievements of creating a universe. We greet such creative moments with ecstatic expressions like "Eureka" or "The Way to Go." From his creative imagination, Isaiah writes, quote, "And he, God, shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more." This remarkable vision of hope still lives in human consciousness. Do you suppose, as Bradbury once imagined his playroom as a young boy, and saw it realized as an adult, that Isaiah's vision, conceived early in the life of the human family, will someday be realized? A sculpture depicting this vision appears at the UN. The vision is now indelibly planted in human consciousness. Generation after generation, the vision keeps reappearing. It may not be realized yet, but neither after all this time has it been forgotten. I believe it will have its day when the time is right. George Merrill on the Shore.